optimism in Detroit. Back from bankruptcy, the Detroit 3, GM, Chrysler, and Ford are all making money right now, and they're pouring that money into R&D, research and development, and into creating new jobs. The 2012 North American International Auto Show kicks off this week in Detroit, and Paul Eisenstein joins us, publisher of thedetroitbureau.com. He's at the show this morning. And, you know, Paul, we're doing this flash forward series to kind of get a look ahead at what 2012 holds in store. And I wonder what you think of this idea that's coming out of some economists that it could, in fact, be the auto industry and manufacturing that helps to fuel the slow recovery that we're in.
Oh, I think it's very, very real that this is the little engine that could and is getting better all the time. Now, the auto industry didn't look very good during the middle of the year following the rundown, the run-up in oil prices and the rundown in sales. But what we've seen is a surge ending 2011 and a really significant amount of momentum going into 2012. I think over the next week or so, as the Detroit Auto Show press days turn into the public days, we're going to get a good feeling of whether that is really going to continue. And 2012 will, in fact, see what most people would call a true recovery in the auto industry.
Well, you know, another big story in 2011 that was frankly underreported was the story about Toyota and the Japanese automakers. Toyota, again, had more recallers than any other automaker in 2011. That's the third year in a row. Do we see them coming back this year?
Yeah, now the number of recalls they had slipped during the final months of the year. So that was a good thing for Toyota. In fact, one of their big recalls in the latter months was for a window sticker, or I should say a door sticker, that advised folks to put the wrong pressure in their tires. So Toyota does seem to be slowing down on the recall problem. But the question is whether they can regain sales, regain momentum on the sales side, because the fact was Toyota was hurt badly by the problems that it had following the earthquake, as was Honda. But even though their production levels are recovering, they're not picking up sales as fast as they thought they would, while at the same time, Detroit is recovering very quickly. In fact, 2011 ended for the first time in 13 years with all three of the Detroit makers, including small Chrysler, gaining market share. We have not seen that in decades. Now, this auto show is going to be very significant because Detroit hopes to keep the momentum going, not by pleading with people to buy American, but by selling solid product. One of the big reveals here will be the new Ford Fusion, which many people believe could put Ford in the position of regaining control of the midsize market segment, beating back something like the Toyota Camry for the first time in decades.
Well, I know you don't particularly like to do predictions, but we are going to hear about what the car of the year is this morning. Any idea what it might be? Is it going to be a Ford product?
Well, Ford is up for that with the Focus. What's very interesting is that we have three vehicles for car of the year. Not one of them is Japanese. On the other hand, we have three vehicles up for truck of the year. And guess what? Not one of those is American.
Ha! That's quite a turnaround there. Paul Eisenstein is publisher of thedetroitbureau.com. He is now at the 2012 North American International Auto Show. Thanks so much, Paul.
Hey, good to be with you.
You too.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.